This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held talks with acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare, and automobiles, among others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive discussions on expanding cooperation in energy, critical minerals, technology, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. He said that as a valued partner in Latin America, India's close cooperation with Venezuela holds immense importance for the Global South. He said both nations will continue to work together for the mutual benefit of the people of the two countries. Addressing media after the talk, Secretary Surendra Tandon said, Venezuela possesses one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said the discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved a one-year extension for Tarun Kapoor, a retired 1987 batch IS officer, as advisor to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Department of Personnel and Training informed that Mr. Kapoor's extended tenure in the Prime Minister's office takes effect on 10th of this month for a further period of 1 year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and UK's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper held first annual meeting in New Delhi yesterday to review India-UK Vision 2035. Both ministers reviewed the progress made under all five pillars of India-UK Vision 2035, including growth, technology and innovation, defence and security, climate and clean energy, and education. The ministers welcomed opportunities unlocked by the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, and looked forward to its early entry into force. They expressed satisfaction at the progress on various initiatives under India-UK Technology Security Initiative, including in the fields of artificial intelligence and critical minerals. On defence and security, the ministers welcomed the momentum and new developments, including the exchange of military instructors in each other's training institutions. Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed Moscow's strategic partnership with New Delhi and asserted that Western attempts to force India into scaling back its cooperation with Russia are futile and damaging to global stability. In an interaction with heads of leading global news agencies, Putin lauded India's economic growth and its independent foreign policy and said Russia is determined to expand its economic engagement with the country. He said that India's economic growth is the result of the hard work that the government of India has been doing under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the appointment of Nilkanth Mishra as Executive Director, World Bank Headquarters, Washington, D.C. for a tenure of 3 years. The Department of Personnel and Training informed that the tenure of Parameswaran Iyer has also been extended till the new incumbent assumes charge. World Environment Day is being celebrated across the globe today. It has been observed on 5th June every year since 1973 as part of the United Nations Environment Programme to build awareness to save life on Earth. The day is observed to raise global awareness to take positive environmental action to protect nature and the planet Earth. On the occasion of World Environment Day, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav and Minister of State Kirti Vardhan Singh will participate in a tree plantation program at Namo Oxygen Park at Maidangari in the national capital under the Ek Ped Makina campaign. India has retained its strong presence in the latest world boxing rankings. Chessmen Lamboria climbed to world number one in the women's 57kg category, while Asian champions Priya Ghangas in 60kg and Viswanath Suresh in 50kg surged into top three of their respective categories. In the women's section, Meenakshi extended her reign as world number one in the 48kg category, while Preeti rose to number three. Arundhati Chaudhary in 70kg, Pooja Rani in 80kg and Nupur in plus 80kg were all ranked world number two. In men's section, Sachin Sivach and Narendra Berwal broke into the top five following a sustained run of international success, while Hitesh Gulia in 70kg retained his number six. And that is the end of this news bulletin.